Hi, it's Fit Advice here. This is my blog on my podcast on my second day at TED. So just talk a bit about Tuesday. It was a really exciting day, my first full day at TED. Started quite early, given that we had a nice evening, as I said before, on the night before. And we basically started at 8:30 with TEDU. So this is TED University, and these are actually a short version of TED speeches by TED participants. And there were some great presentations, two of them that I thought were worth relating to you. One was from Ian Ritchie, and this was a quite a friendly presentation about making mistakes. And he shared his experience of when he was working in a company that was involved in technology. They were developing things in the direction of the web, but it was in a pre-web age. And Tim Berners-Lee came up to him and kind of pitched the concept of the web, and they basically turned it down. And he describes his experience with that, and it's very humorous and very friendly and very touching. The other speech I really liked was from Geoff Mulgan, the CEO of Nesta, and it was about rethinking education. And it's around a concept of called studio schools, which is apparently being deployed in the UK right now. There are already four or five of them in existence and many more to come. And they had really rethought school and tried to define it around the children, around projects. Actually, some of the themes that came out of TEDx Kids that I participated in only a few months ago. And so I felt I was seeing the concept of a school redesigned as you know, a lot of people are talking about it. So it sounded fascinating, and it was something that quite inspired me. And actually one more presentation by Ajit Sharma, which I thought was very nice, where he talked about in his Indian culture, the importance of understanding your past, your great-grandfather, and how the role arranged marriage played into that. And I thought it was quite a nice and touching presentation. And then the full TED began, and that was really about lots of sessions. So we had three sessions with about six speakers at each session. So it's very intense. It's quite overwhelming. You actually feel quite exhausted throughout the process. And a couple of highlights from there. One presentation was from Majid Nawaz, and this is basically the story of someone who was a reformed terrorist, or he was connected to a terrorist organization. He was a radical Islamist, and he went to jail, and basically just after going through jail completely changed his perception and perspective on things, and went out and decided to help young people to change their mind and understand and find opportunities around them. So it was a great story, very touching, and I liked the fact that he demonstrated the importance of shifting your paradigm. So I thought that was very inspirational. There was also a presentation from Kevin Slavin about how algorithms are all around us and how they define, they can help us understand the world. And they're visually compelling. I mean, my colleagues will really like it because you can see the way they visualized graphs through kind of digital imaging, really art. We had already seen this kind of concept with David McCandless, but this is approached differently, and it was very interesting. We had a number of other fascinating presentations, which I'll come back to you later on, probably tomorrow, the day after.